Okay, today is Dav Ayin Vav. We're going to Zeichah Nishmas Dina Bas Menachem Aryeh, whose yahrzeit is today. B'shamash and Avon Leah. Okay, so we are on, where are we? We are on Ayin Hei Mebeis by Amar Rav Nachman.
What?
Or by Amar Rav Nachman. Okay, so we're talking again about houses. We're talking about houses that are lined up to each other. And you know, again, so Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ruah, Amar Rav. Shtei Chatzeros Ushlusha Batim Beneihem. So you have two chatzeros, okay? You have a chatzer on the left side, chatzer on the right side, and in between the two chatzeros are three houses. One house opens up to the chatzer on the left, one house opens up to the chatzer on the right, and you have this middle house that doesn't open up to anything. So, and they put the Eruv in the middle house, which is basically what they did. So that's what they say. Zeh, right, the one who lives on the right side, Baderach Zeh, V'nos Ne'eruv Zeh, he walks through the house on the right, puts his Eruv in the middle, V'zeh, and the person who lives on the left, he walks through the left house and puts the Eruv in the middle house. Basically, the outer houses are what we're going to consider the gates, they're the Beis Shaar, and the middle house is the Bayis. So that's where you put the Eruv. So then, Zeh Nasa Beis Shaar Zeh, Zeh Nasa Beis Shaar Zeh, Emsei Habilei Bayis, Shemnichemo Eruv, the Ein Tzarech Litein Safas. The outer ones are Beis Shaar, you don't put the Eruv in the Beis Shaar, you put the Eruv in the house. And the middle guy, the middle house, doesn't have to participate in the Eruv because we've seen a few times, the place where the Eruv is doesn't have to make, he doesn't have to give anything to it. That's where the Eruv is. So you have these three houses lined up. The chatzer on the right passes through the right house, puts the Eruv in the middle. The chatzer on the left passes through the left house and also partakes of the Eruv in the middle house. Now, Badik Luhu Rachava Rabbanan. Rachava now asks a question to Rabbanan. Take away the middle house. So you have these two chatzeros, one on the left, one on the right, and the two houses in between. They open up, one house opens up into the left chatzer, one house opens up to the right chatzer. So which one is a bias, which one is a beishar, or either, because they both open up into the chatzer, but into the other chatzer. So for the guy on the left, the first house is like, is that a beishar, and then he brings it. Basically what happens is the chatzer on the left puts its eruv in the house on the right. It bypasses the one house and puts the eruv in the right, and the chatzer on the right bypasses the house closest to it and puts the Eruv in the left. Is that considered good? Because are you putting that, what are you doing? Is the house considered a bayis? Is the house considered a beis shaar? Is it considered both? Because a beis shaar is you pass through one to get to the other. So what's going on here? So badik lehu rachav l'rabbanan. Shtei chatzeros, shtei batim b'neihem. Zeh, the one who, let's say, lives on the right side, right, baderach zeh, he walks through that house on the right side, v'nos ne'eruv b'zeh, and he puts the Eruv into the house that's on the left side. V'zeh, the chatzer on the left side, baderach zeh, bypasses the house on the left side, v'nos ne'eruv b'zeh, and he puts his Eruv in the house on the right. So, in that case, kanu Eruv olo, does their Eruv work, and then can they carry out into their chatzer or not? Why? Mi mashvinim lehu legabe the high bayus, legabe the high beishar, the high beishar, the high bayis. Basically, can each house be viewed as a beishar for one chutzer and a bayis for the other chutzer at the same time? Okay, how does that work? The house on the right. So the house on the right, where he and the guy on the right didn't put his Eruv there, that's going to be considered beishar because he passes through that, and the house on the left will be considered the bayis to put the Eruv. And the opposite for the guy for the chutzer on the left. The house on the left would be a beis shaar, and the house on the right would be a bayis. So for each chatzer, the houses are working as two different things. One is a beis shaar, for one is a bayis, and the opposite for the other guy. So Amr Lay, so the Chum say to Rechava, Shnehen lo kanu Eruv. Neither of them work. The Eruv doesn't work. Why? Man of Shat, I beis shaar mashis lay. If you consider the house a beis shaar, had no saying as a Eruv of a beis shaar, right, we have a brayso that's a mishnah that says on pehei and anos neiruv bebeishar achzadru mepesas eino eruv, that if you put your eruv in a beishar that doesn't count. Now, an ibayis mashvilei kametal to the bayis lo ma'arvle. Well, and if it's viewed as a house, so if it's viewed as a beishar, then you can't put the eruv there. And if it's viewed as a house, then what the guy did, the guy, if it's considered as a bias, then he bypassed, that bias opens up into his chatzer, there's no Eruv with that, because remember, the houses didn't partake in the Eruv, there's no Eruv in that house for his chatzer, he has to be carried. basically it's a manshach. It can't be viewed as a beishar and a bayis at the same time, even for different katzeros. No, you don't have three houses facing each other.
Three houses, right?
Okay. You're wrong right away.
Three houses, two.
You have two houses that open. Look at the picture. You have two half the houses that open to a chatzer, and then two houses that open to another chatzer. Connecting the two chatzers are two houses. So yes, there are three houses that open to it. So the two houses are wanting to make an eruv. So look at the easier in the first case.
Two chatzers want to make an eruv.
No, they're making an eruv for their own chatzer. They're not joining the two chatzers. Each chatzer is making their own eruv.
A wants to use B's chatzer, B wants to use A's chatzer. That.
Right. Just look at the case. Look at the case where it's three houses. Yeah. It makes it easier. Yeah. So that what they do now is that so chatzer on the right is making its eruv. Chatzer on the left is making its eruv. So to allow for those two houses to carry in there. So where are you putting the eruv? You have to be meniach the eruv somewhere. So when they have three, they both can be meniach their eruv in the middle house, because the middle house is a bias. The other two outer houses are Beishar, just a gateway. Then take away the middle house. So where are you putting the Eruv?
See, that's our problem. That's case. On the middle case, there's no choice. He's landlocked. He has to get out. So no matter, he can use either way. That makes sense to you.
Right.
This case, why is it any different than you going to somebody else's house? You don't need him to use the other guy.
Because you're bypassing the house that's closest to you.
I know, but you don't need him to get out. He has his own cluster. It's not like I have
to, what do you mean by getting out? No one's getting out. You're trying to make a Eruv into your chatzer on the right side or the left side.
No,
I'm not being mishtatev to chatzeros. I'm trying to just make an Eruv in my own chatzer. Let's just look at the guy on the left, the chatzer on the left.
My house to get out to my own chatzer?
To my own chatzer, yeah.
How can
you
make
an Eruv? Two chatzers want to join
together.
I don't know, that's not what's going on here. Who says that? That's not the case in Rashi. I go by Rashi. It's not the case. Again, my focus aren't for Rashi. I'm going Rashi.
We're trying to get out of our own chutzner, which I did not make an Arab with. That's what the problem is. I have my Arab. My next door neighbor has his Arab. I have my own chutzner. My next door neighbor has his own chutzner.
That's how I'm learning it, yeah.
And I want to get out to my own chutzner, or I'm trying to get out to his chutzner.
I'm trying to get out to my own chutzner to make my Arab work. There are four houses that open. There are two houses. That's how I'm learning the case.
Why would my house be a base shard for the next three other guys? Who cares about the other guy?
Not my house. That guy's not participating.
I know that. Who cares?
What do you mean?
I don't need to get out to his sponsor. That's my
house. But I need to put the house. I need to put.
I have my own.
But I want it. But that other house is not participating in the era.
The middle house.
Right.
It's not.
Not forget the middle house. The two houses that are adjoining to each other.
Three.
That's the first case. Now we're talking about the second case.
We got to this school.
These are the two houses.
Yeah.
I'm one trying to get out here. This
guy is trying to get out over here. So
there's a fourth house. I didn't understand that.
You see, there's two chatzeros. So this guy is trying to get out over here. So he puts his eruv over here because this is viewed to him as a beishar. That's the house. He puts his eruv over here because this is viewed to him as a beishar, and that's the house.
Okay.
What?
At least you got it
now. No, it's a very clear case now.
All right, let's just read Rashi. Rashi says, "Stei chatzeros or stei batim b'neim." Look at Rashi, on Ayin Vav. Okay, stei chatzeros or stei batim b'neim. The ein b'nei stei chatzeros rotzin la'arav zo imze. I don't know where you're getting in the article. Neither the two chatzeros do not want to make an eruv with each other again. Machlokas article Rashi, we pass in Rashi. Yeah, we pass in like Rashi. Okay. The major machlokas that we haven't determined is whether you have machlokas Masifta Rashi. Masifta art scroll. Who do we go like? Okay? The ancient chatzeros wrote to the Zeh. El kol echad la'atzma. They each want to make the Eruv in their own chatzer. The kol chatzer lo hiniach b'vayis pasuachla. Each chatzer did not put the Eruv in the house that opens into it. Ela asah beishar, it used that as a beishar to go through. Veheinicha eruv bebayis hapsucha lechaverta, and put the house, put the eruv in the other house that opens up into the other chatzer.
Why?
Because the house closest to it is being viewed as a beishar.
Yes. We have two houses now.
No. Four houses. There are four houses in the case. There are actually six houses in the case. There's two houses in the chatzer on the left. There's two houses in the chatzer on the right. And then there are two houses in between. One house opens to the chatzer on the left.
What? The two houses in between.
Correct. But in order to be a chatzer, what's the rule?
2 houses.
Correct. So there are two minimum of 2 houses in the chatzer on the left. There's a minimum of 2 houses in the chatzer on the right. In between the two chatzeros are 2 houses. One opens to the chatzer on the left. One opens to the chatzer on the right. Okay.
It's a lot more clear now than the picture.
Right.
What?
That's why you read Rashi. Okay. Fine. So what's the din? So the problem, the question that you have here again is, the guy on the left, the chutz on the left, bypass the house that opens into them because that's a beishar, and put the eruv in the house on the right because that's a bias for them. The guys on the right bypass the house on the right because that's a beishar, and put their eruv in the house on the left because that's a bias for them. Well, now each house in between is serving as both a beishar and a bias. Those are two mutually exclusive, contradictory assessments of what the house is. So does that work? So the Gemara says, no, you can't do that. Reason being, because you may not put your... Number one, you can't put your Eruv in the Beishar. Okay? Number two, now if you put your Eruv in the further house, so that you have a house that opens into your Chatzer, that the Eruv is not sitting in it, and it did not participate in the Eruv. So you have no Eruv. So the Gemara then says, why are you so concerned about the fact that you have these ideas that are contradictory? We have other places in Shas where we paskin in the same case, contradictory outcomes. What's that? Umay shnayim mid Rava. Why is this different from the din of Rava? The Amar Rava. Following case. Amru lo shnayim. Okay, so two people say Reuven and Shimon each say to Levi, right? Seva areva lenu. Make an eruv for us. Machlokes Rashi tells us what eruv it is. Since I'm focusing on Rashi, we'll say Rashi. Eruv tchum. Right? Eruv tchum. It doesn't have to be tchum. The Tosos has problems with that because it doesn't say eruv. The lashon is difficult. But whatever. Rashi says it's the eruv tchum. So Reuven says to Levi, make an eruv tchum for me. Shimon says to Levi, make an eruv tchum for me. Levi goes out. Right? Le'echad eruv alav mi ba'ojom. Levi goes out and makes the eruv for Reuven. During the day, before Ben Hashmashos, Ule'echad Irela Ben Hashmashos. And for Shimon's late, Shimon's Erev, he puts down during Ben Hashmashos. And now what happens? Zesha Irela Miba Ojom, Nechal Irubu Ben Hashmashos. For Reuven's Erev that he put down before, it got eaten up during Ben Hashmashos. Zesha Irela Ben Hashmashos, but the one who put down his Erev on Ben Hashmashos, Nechal Irubu Mishatetra. It got eaten up after it got dark. The question is, now you have problems because we say Shneim Kanu Eruv. They both Kanu Eruv. Why? Well, what's the problem here? The problem is that which way does Ben Hashmashos go? Is Ben Hashmashos considered the day? Is Ben Hashmashos considered the night? According to the first one, so what happens? He says put Ben Hashmashos. It can put down during the day and got eaten at Ben Hashmashos. Ben Hashmashos at night. It was already there. No problem. According to the second one, he put it down Ben Hashmashos. And it got eaten at night. Well, we just said for the first guy, Ben Hashmashos is at night already. It's considered night. But now for the second one, we're saying Ben Hashmashos is considered day. Shnehem kanu eruv. They both were kanu eruv. It's mutually exclusive. Is Ben Hashmashos day? Is Ben Hashmashos night? The question is Ben Hashmashos is either both or it's neither. It's Ben Hashmashos. But, okay. So that's what Gemara says. Right. Of course. Rashi says, Shnehem kanu eruv. Alma mishun the Ben Hashmashos safiku. Ben Hashmashos is a safik. The suffer to the Devarayim, Lahakel, the Eruv Devarayim. It's a suffer with Devarayim. Eruv was also with Rabbanan. And the Gabi Haishan, Echel Eruv Ben Shmashos, according to the one whose Eruv was eaten Ben Hashmashos, Mashvin Le Laila, we say that that's night, Vamirin Kvar Kona Eruv. He already was Kona his Eruv. Well, Gabi Haishan, Eruv Allah Ben Hashmashos, and according to the one who put his Eruv down during Ben Hashmashos, we'll say, Mashvin Le Yom, Ben Shmashos considered day. Vedayan Havali Shos Lekono Shvisa, it was Kona Shvisa right then. So it's both. So we say over there it's both, so why can't we say over here? The house is both. A Beishar and a Bais. What's the problem? So Haki Hashta, no comparison. Haki Hashta. Hasam, there, in the case of the Eruv Chumen by Ben Hashmashos, why we make it for both? It's because Suffolk Yamama, Suffolk Lila, Lo Minkara Milsa. It's a Suffolk Yom, it's a Suffolk Lila, and it's Lo Minkara Milsa. You can't really tell. You can't tell. You can't say exactly when. It's 1 second here, 1 second there. It's Lo Minkara Milsa, Rashi says. We lo have it, and what's the Chash? We lo have it, Mila de Rabbanaki Chukavi Tula. It's not going to be make a joke out of the dinum de rabbanon, right? But aval hacha either gabi high bias, like gabi high bias, like gabi high beishar, like gabi high nami beishar. Here you're looking at it right in front of your face. It's right standing in front of your face. Is this a house? Is it a beishar? Not so clear on the distinction. Is it a house or is this a beishar? Right in front of you. Rashi says, aval hanach batim hakaimi come on. They're standing right in front of you. The imashvin hachi hacha v'hachi hachi v'hacha hachi having milei de rabbanon. If you say it at the same time, it's A and it's B. Make it with the laughing stock I did in the Rabbanon, and the lo nitan peh. Rashi says he has lamin and lirdos. I saw the gear says stukim lirdos, right? Rashi here, our my gear says minim. You says you says stukim. Yep. Okay. Change. It says no. It changes the gear. The mesorah shas. No, it depends on the printing of the Gemara. The idea is that for benesh mashos you can say it can go one way or the other. I think the answer could be also it's based on a ritva that benesh mashos is not suffik yom suffik laila. It's bad benesh mashos. It's both. So you see, it's its own chatzah. So that maybe you have more of a pull to say that it can function as two different things. You know, it's a din suffik is what you have there. Okay.
You can't service one case as both.
Right, but benesh mashos can, but the houses can't. Okay. Yeah. Alright. Okay. Now, in Hajjan Allah Hadar. It was very easy to end the parak that way.
It's probably
a quick classic. No, I'm just saying, it's like you get to the end of a parak, you want to like smooth into the end, and all of a sudden you get these cases that are just...
But you could probably get delved into this.
Yeah, for Ben Shmashos, for sure. Yeah, yeah.
The difference between Ben Shmashos status and house.
Right.
You know,
okay, Chalon, he's not even up to this yet. He's still on the base. Chalon, I'm sorry. Chalon Shebein Shtei Chatzeros. You have a window between two Chatzeros. Basically what you have now is you have a Chatzer on the right, a Chatzer on the left, and you have a wall in between. The wall is a separating factor. The question is now, at what point in time can there be a break in the wall to allow the Chatzer on the right and the Chatzer on the left to make an Eruv together? And therefore they would be able to pass things through the wall or above the wall to make it to join. Or do you say that the wall is a separate dividing factor and they can't join an Eruv together unless they both open up into the Mavoi, then it's a different story. But so you have a chalon, a window or an opening between two chatzeros, arba al arba. It has to be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim wide, and mamish, it's not that it means it has to be 16 square tvachim. It has to be 4 tvachim, 4 tvachim minimum. Because if let's say it's 8 by 2, that's no good. So for us it has to be 4 by 4 kedafka. Because it's the width of it is what makes it easy to pass through. It has to be that size in order to pass through. If it's 8 by 2, it still has the same square area, but it's long or narrow in a certain way that doesn't permit the passing through the wall. That's the halacha. So chalon should mention dechatzeres arba arba b'tokasara. It has to be 4 by 4 tvachim within 10 tvachim from the floor. Because again, we said that a wall that's 10 tvachim high is in and of itself a barrier. So if the window was above 10 tvachim, it doesn't matter. You already established a barrier below it. Okay? So, chalom ben shechatzeros arba arba b'tokasar ma'arim shnayim. The two of them can make their eruvs together. But in Ratzu, if they don't want to, ma'arim echad. Each one can make their own eruv. They can make it joint, or they can do it on their own. Now, pachos me'arba, if it's less than 4 by 4 tvachim, o l'mala me'asara, or the window is below, or it's above 10 tvachim, ma'arim shnayim. Each chatzah can make an eruv by itself, the ema arim echad. But they can't ma'arim together to join their chatzeros.
No way
to join them. No, they can't join because there's a separation between them, right? Yeah, it can't be married together. The chalon is not considered an opening, and it's considered a barrier, a wall between them. Okay.
What's our eruv called?
We do the sheet of mavos. Right, so that's over here. It's more of a sheet. If they can do a sheet, if the two chatzeros can open into a mavoi somewhere, then they can join that way, together that way. All right, I think. Lema, let's say that our mishnah tanan stomach of Shimon Gamliel d'amar kol pachos me'arba galava dami. Right, we had a machlokus a few times in early masechta of lava. Lava means you view the gap as if it's not there. Rav Shimon said you need 4 tvachim. And Chacham said 3 tvachim. So here we say, Rav Shimon said the Amar Kol Pachos Me'arba Kalava Dami. If it's less than 4 tvachim, it's considered close. Well, here we have it 4 tvachim. If it was less than 4 tvachim, it's close. 4 tvachim is open. According to Rabbanan, they didn't have a meaning. Let's know. They would have to say 3 tvachim. Less than three tvachim is considered close. Above 3 tvachim is considered open. So Gemara says no. If you look at Rabbanan, you can see it's like Rabbanan. Ad Kano Pligi Rabbanan Rabbi Shimon El Ein Lebudim. That's not a love issue over here. By love it, yeah. But here we're talking about a valinian piska to be considered an opening. Something is chashav to be considered open. Afilu rabbanu mod the ikar bal bar chashav lo. It has to be something that's chashav, and only if it's 4 tvachim is it's chashav. three tefachim is not considered chashuv. Yes, it's not. It's more than three. This in between three and four, according to the chachamim, is neither lavin nor chashuv. And once you get to four tefachim, it's considered chashuv, and they agree that that's considered the opening that's sufficient. Now, the Mishnah basically repeated itself. The Mishnah said that it has to be 4x4 and above 10 tefachim. But if it's not by 4x4 and up and below 10 tefachim, it's no good. Well, why do you have to do? Why is the Mishnah repeating itself again? It's just saying the opposite. The Mishnah usually doesn't do that. The Gemara says pshita, it's pashut, right? The Mishnah says pachut mi arba pshita. Came into Amar, since it said arba al arba b'toch asara mimela ani adana de pachus mi arba ulamala mi asara lo. It tells you that it has to be above four, more than four by four, and it has to be above 10. Then mimela, I know if it's less than either of those shiurim, it's no good. So why is the Mishnah repeating itself? So kamash malan, the Mishnah comes to teach us taima de kule lamala mi asara. The Gemara says that Yahavimina would have been that the entire window would have to have been above 10 tefachim. But if part of the window is below 10 tefachim, you would have said it's no good. Comes the second part of the Mishnah to say that only if all of it is above 10 tefachim is it no good. But if let's say you have 3 tefachim, the entire window doesn't have to be below 10 tefachim. Basically, you have like a 19 tefachim area to deal with. Because as long as a certain part of the window is below 10 tefachim, which is say 1 tefach, then it's fine. So that was one of the second part of the Mishnah teaches. And Tanina, this diyut that we have in the Mishnah, is lahadu tana rabbanan. It's already said explicitly in a brisa. The brisa says as follows: kulo lamala me'asara. It can't be kulo. It has to be rov. If most of it is above 10 tefachim, then kulo lamala me'asara umitzasa b'tocha asara, and part of it is within 10 tefachim, or kulo b'socha asara umitzasa lamala me'asara ma'arin shnayim yiratzu ma'arin echad. They can make a joint Erev together. As long as part of the Erev is within 10 tefachim of the floor, you can make an Erev. I know, it's a weird lashon. It says kulo miksasar. So kulo lashon, it has to be lavdafka. It can't be. Right, almost all. You're right, because the lashon of kulo is very strange. How are you saying kulo and then saying all of it is above and part of it is below? Well, if it's all above and upper, nothing below. Okay. So the Gemara asks in the Braisa, Hashda, kulo l'mal meisar miksasar miksasar miksasar. Amartim Avin Shnayim, Yirotzim Avin Echad, Kul B'sochatzorim, Miksasom L'mal Meisorim Yivayi. So Zob, Yitzir Ochlom Mezo Ketani. The Brisa also is redundant. The Brisa says, if part of it's above, right, if part of it's above and part of it's below, that's good. And then it says, if part of it's below and part of it's above, it's well, if you already said one, it includes the other. It's the same case. You're saying the opposite. So, yeah, you're right. It's low Zub, Zub, Yitzir Ochlom Mezo Ketani. It's just a Derech. You're saying this, you don't necessarily need that. That's just the way the Mishnah says for, you know, parallelisms, that's how they're saying it. Okay, so now, that's talking all about if it's square. Now get on our geometry hats, or Talmudic geometry hats, and what happens if the window is a circle, not a square? So how wide, how much of the circumference do you need in order to be considered as 4x4 talking? So, Amar Rabbi Yochan, Chalon Agul, I think this is picture 245. Chalon? Right. Chalon Agul, right? So you have a circular window, Saruch Sheyebe Kefo Esrim V'Arba Tvachim. It has to have a circumference of 24 tefachim, right? 4x4, we said, for the square. And in order, I guess, to have the square within the circle, it would have to have a circumference of 24 tefachim. So Gemara says, wait a second.
We have probably 4 because it has to be exactly 4x4, minimum size.
Minimum size. So in order to get to 4x4...
So now we're going larger?
We're going larger. The circumference of the circle, because the circle has to contain that square within it. Remember, a circle, its widest point is in the middle, and it narrows on the bottom and it narrows on the top. So in order to put the square in, the circle's going to have to be wider. Okay. But the Gemara's going to ask, why so wide? Based on the mathematics, it's too wide. It's much wider than it should be. So the Gemara then says...
Yeah, but that's in the window, if that's in the wall, it's less than fucking the top.
No, it has to have both. It has to have both. It has to have both characteristics. It has to have a characteristic of being a 4x4 tefachim, and it can't be all above 10 tefachim. Both characteristics are needed.
Oh,
let's say the
wall itself
is below 10 tefachim.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think then it's just I don't think it's a problem then. I would think so, because if the wall is below 10 tefachim, then you have your opening,
right.
And I think. Right. But let's say wall's 10. The wall below 10 tefachim. No.
There's no
legitimate thing between them, I guess. Okay. So the Gemara says, Ushnayim Umashahu Meim Tachasar. Right, so you have this The circumference has to be 24 tefachim, and ushnai mumashu umehen b'tochasara, and about 2+ tefachim of the circle have to extend below the 10 tefachim line. Okay,
sure.
Right. So im yirbeenu nimsa mashu b'tochasara. Because if you would square it out, then it'd be part of that by that way. Then it'd be part of the square would also be below 10 tefachim. The Gemara is now going to ask why so large. Okay, the Gemara again doesn't go by pi; it goes 3 to 1. Circumference to the diameter is 3 to 1. So michtei.
Lam.
3 to 1.
Diameter.
Right. The diameter would also be the length, be the width of the square. So michtei. Kol sheyesh bekefo shlosha tefachim yesh beropo techa. And that's what we said. Anything that any circle that has in its circumference 3, its rochav, which is diameter, is going to be 1. So what are we talking about here now? So we have a square that needs to have a diameter of 4. The circle has to have a diameter of 4. So 4 times 3 is 12. So why do I need a circumference of 24? I should be able to have a circumference of 12 to fit the square in. The Gemara says, no, that doesn't work. They need to betray Shasagi. 12 should be enough. The Gemara says, no. Hani mili bi igula. That's if you're specifically dealing with only a circle. Aval b'ribua, but when we're dealing with a square, right, by inan tvei, you're going to need more. Why are you going to need more? Again, because we mentioned the circle, it's only 4, of course, but as it goes... Right, that you can't fit. You have to be trying to fit the square in a circle. To fit the square in a circle, you're going to need more because the circle narrows sort of at the top and the bottom.
It still follows that a 3-to-1 ratio, but not a square. 3-to-1 diameter to. It's
in the circle itself, not when you're fitting a square into the circle. So Gemara says Mifte. Well, still, let's figure it out. It's still too much, right? Kama merubo yeser al eagle revi. Basically, we say that the ratio between a square to a circle is this 4-to-3 ratio, right? So if you have right the area of a square is 4, if it's 4-to-3 considered the entire circumference of the circle. So now you can make the circle. So 4-to-3, you need 12. You need 16. So then 16 should be enough. It should be 16 tefachim. Gemara says, "Hani mili igula de nafik migo ribu, ala ribu, but nafik mi." That's only when we're talking about where the circle, when you try to put the circle into the square. But here, when you try to put the square into the circle, ala ribu de nafik migo igula, but inam tvei, you need more. My time will mishum more the corner because of the corners. That's what Gemara is trying to figure out. Why are you talking about 20? Understood. So Gemara says, "Wait a second. Okay, now figure this out. We'll go one way at a time. Mifte kol amsa biribua amsu tre chumsha ba alaksona." Well, let's say like this. When you talk about a square, so the length or the width compared to the diagonal of a square. So the way it works here is that for every one, kol amsa ribua, amsu trechom is 1.25 in its diagonal. So in our case, it's 4 by 4. So basically, it's 5 3/5 as a diagonal. And the diagonal is now also the same thing as the diameter of the circle. You put that in, the diagonal from one point to the other point is also going to be the diameter of the circle. So what do you have here? So you do the math. So 4 basic times 5.6 is a little less than 17. The Gemara says, "B'shisar nechi chum shesagi," to be 16 4/5 is all you need for the circumference. So the Gemara says, "No. The reason why we're doing it, this is Rabbi Yochanan Amar Kol Ki Daini de Kisari." Rabbi Yochanan, it said in the name, and Rabbi Yochanan says this in the name of the judges in Kisaria, but Amar like Kirabon in the Kisaria. And or some people say it was the Chachamim in Kesari, the Amri, who said, Igula migo ribo riba, a circle that's made in a square, it loses a quarter. That's not for us. What we need here is ribua migo igula. If you have a square within a circle, palga. You have to add half of, in order to get a circle into the square, you have to add half of the diameter. So the diameter here we said, you have to add half of the area of the square. The area of the square we said here is 16. Half of the area of the square is 8, so 16 plus 8 is 24. Tosus says, but that's wrong. That's just mathematically wrong. That's not right. Right? Tosus says right away. He goes, Tosus says that is wrong. And he Tosus gives an answer. It says that maybe the Dayan and Kisari were talking about one thing, Rabbi Yochanan made a mistake. The Ritva says, why are you saying that Rabbi Yochanan made the mistake? Maybe the Dayan and Kisari made a mistake. The Gross says, no, no, that's all right, because it has some mathematical calculation, which I have no idea what it means, to say that it's right. But Tosos says, Tosos says here, if you look in the middle of Tosos, Tosos says, Rav Yochanan dahacha, ta'u b'divrei. Tosos says right away that Rav Yochanan made a mistake. He says, ta'u b'divrei, Tosos says. If you go towards the bottom third of Tosos, Rav Yochanan. What, over here? About why you need 24? I don't know.
Tosis
was a pretty dense man. Back then, they didn't have the. How many years? Later. So, that's the. If I get charts, I'll send out some charts. Okay, now. What? Another email today. Okay. Pokos me arba al arba. Okay, now the Mishnah said if the window is less than 4x4 tefachim, or it's above 10 tefachim, it's not going to. You can't make an Arab. Some Rav Nachman of Nachman says lo shanu. It's a little difficult. Lo shanu ela chalon shebein shtei chatzeros. Ava chalon shebein shtei batim, but a house that's but a window between two houses. Afilu me'malam me'asaranami. The only time that the rule that the window has to be. The window has to be within 10 tefachim of the ground. That's only if the window is between two chatzeros. But let's say you have two adjacent houses,
apartments basically,
between one apartment and the other apartment. That window does not have to be above. That window, even if it's above 10 tefachim, you still can join the two apartments together. Why? Because the Gemara says, "My taima, desa kaman demali dami." A house is always used. You have furniture, stuff in the house. Consider that it's filled up. It's always filled up. Don't worry about it. So it's as if it's not within 10 tefachim. It is within 10 tefachim of the ground. Esve, so Rav of Nachman. So Rav asks Rav Nachman. Right, echad li chalon shebein shtei chatzeros, ve'echad li chalon shebein shtei batim, ve'echad li chalon shebein shtei alios, ve'echad li chalon shebein shtei gagin, ve'echad li chalon shebein shtei chadarim. Okay, you have all different types of windows. You have windows between two chatzeros, or window between two houses, or window between two alios. I guess those are two attics. Or and you have between two roofs. Echad li chalon shebein shtei gagin, a window between two roofs. Ve'echad li chalon shebein chadarim, a window between two rooms. They all have to be 4x4 within 10 tefachim of the four. So why are you telling me that the window between the two apartments does not have to be within tefachim? This price clearly does. So our answer is taguma chatzeros. No. That 4x4 is only talking about the windows between the two chatzeros. So Mark says, wait a second, what are you talking about? The price says echad li. They're all the same. Echad li katani. He says, oh, so taguma arba al arba. Translate that. What it means is that. It said over there, arbal bar betocha. So all four cases, the window has to be minimum size of 4x4. But the 10 tefachim, that's only talking about between the chaseros. Okay. Boy minei Rabbi Abba mi Rav Nachman. Okay. Rabbi Abba asked Rav Nachman the following question: Lu hapasuach min abayis la'aliyah. So now I have two floors. There's a window, like a skylight sort of, between the two floor, the bottom floor and the top floor. So what's going on here? Lu hapasuach. Do we need a ladder? Do we need a ladder to be able to view it as accessible from one to the other? Or do we say, when we say that the house is filled up, you know, we said that between one apartment to the other apartment, we view the house as being filled up, does that apply only if you're going from side to side? Does that apply if you're going up and down also? Do you see that the house is filled up all the way to the top also? Now basically, the skylight is above 10 fucking from the floor of the bottom apartment. So do you need a ladder there? If you have a permanent ladder there, then it's considered that it's within 10 tefachim. If you don't have a permanent ladder there, then you have a problem. It's not within 10 tefachim. So tzarech sklum kabul atiro, oh, ain't tzarech sklum kabul atiro. So ki arminam beis kaman demali dami. When we say the house is considered filled up, hani mili min atzad. Does that only mean going from side to side? Aval be'em solo, but in the middle of the house, right? You smack dab in the middle of your living room. You're not going to put furniture there. That's the area where you would be walking. So do you say it's considered filled up over there also to reach the skylight? Odilma lo shna, we say no, there's no difference. Any window within a house is considered a bias as malay, and either on the side or the top, the house is considered malay, and you can use, and now you can make an air between the two. So amalei, eno tzarech, you don't need, what does it mean you don't need? The question was, do you need a permanent ladder? He says you don't need. Does that mean you don't need a permanent ladder, but you need a temporary ladder? Or does that mean you don't need any ladder whatsoever? So sovar minei, sum kavuhu de tzarech, he thought that he answered that you don't need a permanent ladder, but high sulam arai tzarech. But you would need some sort of temporary ladder. You just need some sort of access to be able to go up and down. So itmar. he said in the base measures, Amar Rav Yosef Bar Minyume, Amar Rav Nachman, Echad Shulam Kavua, Ve'echad Shulam Arai, Eino Tzarech. You do not need any type of ladder to go through. We're viewing the house as Besa Kaman Demali Dami. The house is viewed as if it's filled all the way up, and therefore, there's no mechitza between the upstairs and downstairs, more than 10 tefachim. Because the bottom house is viewed as all the way filled up to the top. Okay. Let's just do the Mishnah, and we'll finish up with that. The Mishnah is a continued discussing a wall between two chatzeros. Again, we're talking about the walls between two chatzeros, when the two chatzeros can be ma'ariv together, and when they can't be ma'ariv together. And now the Mishnah is also talking about cases where there are items or objects on the walls, on the top of the wall. So, kotel shebein shtei chatzeros gavoa asara. You have a wall between the two chatzeros, which is above, more than 10 tefachim high, the rochav arba, and also his width is 4. Width doesn't make a difference for the purposes of the eruv. But it mentions the width is 4 tefachim. Ma'arvim shnayim, the two can make an eruv, meaning each one can make an eruv individually. Each chatzer can make its own eruv. The ein ma'arvin echa, but the two chatzeros cannot join together because they're separated by this wall, which is 10 tefachim that separates between them. So now, you have this wall, and what happens? You have these items. You have these items, hayu berosho peros. On top of the wall, you have peros. So what's the top of the wall view? Can I go up from chatzer guy on the right, go up, take the peros, and bring it into his chatzer? Well, he had to be viewing the stuff on top of the wall. I guess maybe the four tefachim, as I say, actually has enough size to hold these items. So,
In the wall,
it probably would depend if it's, I don't know, maybe it's the same thing. I don't know. So, elu olimikan v'ochlin, the elu olimikan v'ochlin. Each side can go up to the top of the wall and eat the peros, who will actually read them lamatan. But they can only eat them in that spot. They can't bring it down into their chatzer. Now, nifrat hakosa. Let's say the wall, I guess had a hole. A breach. Ad eser amos ma'arvin shnayim v'imrotzu ma'arvin echad v'pnei shu kepesach. Yoser mikan ma'arvin echad v'im arvin shnayim. If it's within 10 amos, then we view that breach as joining. They can join together. They can make their own eruv, and they can make the eruv jointly. If it's a breach is larger than 10 amos, then we view the wall as if it's not here at all, and therefore what? It's considered one big chatzer. If it's one big chatzer, they can't. Each side cannot make their own eruv. They, in order to carry, they view this one, and they have to all join together. And we'll pick up tomorrow with the Gemara. Everyone have a good day.